also want to get a lot of Sifu Yetzias Mitzrayim done also as a Hadgama. So let's make the most of our time. Now most people waste time at the end of this man. We have to chaperayim. We have to make the most of our time because the time is clicking. How much we have left? Okay. So let's begin the Gemara that we began in the Ojiver Shtivel in Bnei Brak, where the Gemara says, "Bolem Yain b'sol chamozim, shalu as ben zomim, b'pei ma amru bolem Yain b'sol chamozim, bol echa be'echa mevarech la'atzmo, la'achar mozim echa mevarech l'kulam, amr lehem, holol be'ein, beis habliya ponu." He said, because your throat is not open. So for that reason, the halacha is that it's not going to work. What exactly is this reason of ein beis habliya ponu? So Rashi says, hol ein beis habliya ponu, ve'ein lev ha-mesuvin el ha-mevarech. They're not focusing on the mevarech. Elo levloa. So they're only focusing on swallowing. Since they're focusing on swallowing, in such an instance, they're... He can't have in mind. You can't have the mechaving and the shomea on the same page. Tosis gives a nafkamina dibur abaskul hol. Tosis says that if that would be so, if that's the svara, so Tosis comes up with two cases where maybe the halacha would be different. Who knows why, based on Rashi, that Tosis says that the halacha is going to change. Yes, A.B.?
So if the head says Savri Morai and gets everybody's attention, then
very good. Then if he says Savri Morai, so then in such case he's getting everybody's attention. Once he's getting everybody's attention, so then that will be fine. Another nafgamina, Tosis says that the Yushalmi has an opinion, what happens if the Balabayas does it? So if the Balabayas does it, the Yushalmi has one opinion that says that everybody is focused on the Balabayas. Eitan pointed out that there is a Gemara later on the seventh parak. How do you fit it in terms of where they're sitting vis-a-vis the Balabayas? But either way, the Yushalmi says that there is an opinion that says that since they're part of the Balabayas, maybe the Balabayas has everybody's attention. Everybody else, he does not have their attention. But when it comes to the Balabayas, if the whole Chisaron is that they're focusing on their food, their head is in their plate, and not anywhere else, so maybe then in such a case the halacha is going to be different. The Rosh in Siman Lamed Daled introduces another svara that Rashi and Tosos do not bring up, and the Rosh's svara is as follows: in Siman Lamed Daled Zok Dehele Yerosh Sholos Benzoma Pneima Omru Bolem Yain Besel Chasuda Kol Echon Mevarech La'atzmo Amar Lehem Hol Vein Beis Hapkliya Ponu Pirush Rashi Ein Lehem Amsuvin El Mevarech El Avloa V'boi Das Shomei U'Mashmiya Mitov Tam Ze Yesh Omer She'im Omer HaMevarech. If the Mevarech says Savri Rabosai V'hein Mifanim Beis Hapkliya Kedei L'Shmoa Shapir Domi. For that reason, now we see Mefurish over here, like we had suggested within the Shita of Rashi, that Tosis is building off of Shita's Rashi. Tosis says that if the Chisaron is Das Shomei Mashpia, Mitoch Tamzeh, from this we would say that Savri is going to be different. That's the point of Pshat. Umi Uloni Hira, Hai Taima. But the Rosh doesn't accept that Pshat. He gives a different Pshat. The Af Alpi, Shaoklin Yichon Lishma, Abracha Velotzeis Bishmia. He says they're able to concentrate. He says, I don't understand what we're talking about, that someone's head is in his food so much that he's distracted by his food. There's some people who might eat schnitzel and not even know that it's called schnitzel. Their head is not in the food. They're not focused on these things. That can't be. The Av al Pisha Ochlin Yichon L'Shmo Abrocha V'Lotzei V'Nir Atam Kimoshim Mefurish B'Yushalmi. The people don't talk during the meal. You can't answer Amen. If you're going to answer Amen, you have the fear of Yaktim Kana Leveshet, the food's going to go down the wrong pipe. This is why we said the rule, the atish bego michla, if your friend sneezes while you're eating, don't say gezuntai. Also lomer le'asusa, begin sakanta. Vafilu shomea kone v'yotze below amen. Chashinon shema yada amen, v'yavo lidei sakana. And even if we're going to say that the fellow is shomea kona and biyotze without amen, we're afraid he's going to say amen, and then he'll come lidei sakana. V'amevin yavin. For those who were with me in the shtiebel, you see what I said yesterday in the shtiebel is not correct in the hemshech of the rush. What does the rush say? What does the rush say over here? The rush says that the fear is that the fellow is going to say amen, even though he doesn't have to. Even though he doesn't have to, we're afraid the fellow is going to say amen. Since we're afraid that the fellow is going to say amen, even though he doesn't have to, even though we have the rule of Shomea Kona, nevertheless, since we're afraid of that, so then in such a case we made a low plug that everybody's got to make their own bracha, even though you don't have to say amen. Now, Rabosai, this idea is echoed in the Rajba as well. The Rajba, if we take a look, does not say, the Rajba does not say that you have to say amen. What does the Rajba say by us? Not that you have to say amen. The Rajba says amen gimel amen aleph. Where do we have it? Where do we have it, the Rajba? Reish Pei Gimel on the top, okay, yeah. He says, Va'afal pi she'eno tzarech lanos amen, d'shomea ka'oneh, on the end, at the end of the Raj, right before Masnisen, Nir da'afilu achi chashashu, shim atamati lehem lotzeis kulam, ibrichas ha'echad, va'afilu b'shmiya yavo lidei nias amen, v'yavo lidei sakhanes. The Rajba says that what we're afraid is that even though they're being massive together, nevertheless, they still might want to answer amen, and they'll come lidei sakana. So according to Rashi and Tosis, the fellows are not concentrating. According to the Yerushalmi and the Rosh and the Rajba, the issue over here is that they'll come lidei sakana. So Rabosai, I'd like to take my observations from B'nai Brak and modify it significantly. And that is that we now have the Rajba as mamish misameach lishitasai. What did the Rajba say? The Rajba says that the halacha is that really there's no need to say amen. But since we're so used to saying amen, we're afraid the fellow's going to come to say amen. And then come lidei sakana. Who could tell me how the Rajba over here is Lishitaso with the Rajba that we did on Sunday, right? Monday. Sunday was in the air. Monday. Who could tell me why the Rajba is Lishitaso, what we did on Monday? What did the Rajba say is the issue in regards to not saying amen? Did the Rajba say you won't be yotze? No, the Rajba said you would. But what's the problem? Why would you be yotze? The Rajba says because of shomea ka'oneh. What would other people say? Other people told us that there's no such thing as shomea ka'oneh bebrachos. The Ritva says there's no such thing as Shomea Kona B'brachos. Be interesting. I didn't have the Ritva. Let's stop sheer for a moment. I didn't have the Ritva when I was preparing. Can I take a look at the Ritva? Thank you. Anybody finish off? How is the Rajba Lishitaso? Now, can anybody please finish off? The Rajba says that we would say, Shomea Kone, really you don't have to answer amen. Now, I would have had an even stronger pshat according to the Yerushalmi. What could I have said? I could have said that there's no Shamei HaKoneh B'brachos, and you don't have a Birchas Chabura until you say Amen. Who taught us that? Rav Soloveitchik taught us that. He said that, and we argued that could very well be the pshat in the Ritva that says that when it comes to brachos, there's no Shamei HaKoneh. But the Rajba says, I don't know why we don't say Shamei HaKoneh B'brachos. Hence, the Rajba, the Shitaso, says that really you don't have to answer Amen. And really the fellow could be motzi you, but since you're so used to saying Amen, you're going to be stuck. I could have read the Yerushalmi as saying something deeper, that you have to say Amen. And since you can't say Amen, you're stuck. But the Rajba and the Rosh don't read the Yerushalmi that way. The Rajba and the Rosh say that we're afraid you're going to come to say Amen. In Kenem Advarim, I have a raya that Rishonim disagree with Rav Soloveitchik's Yisod. Rav Soloveitchik on Monday taught us that Amen is the way in which your tzibur is joined together. And that's how we said you have in Chazaras Hashatz Tefilas HaTzibur. Same thing when it comes to Birchas Hanenin. That's what Birchas Hanenin is. It's Birchas HaChabura. And for whenever you have a Chabura together, Shamei HaKoneh doesn't work. Because Shamei HaKoneh is just transferring the Kiyum. We quoted Abi when he wasn't here. That when Abi reads for us the Torah, it's not the Pshat that we're saying the Torah with him. No, he's transferring the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah to us. So if that's so then there's no need for Amen. But when it comes to brachas, you need to say the bracha. If you need to say the brachas, then how could it possibly be that by simply saying Amen, you're Yotzei? The answer is that it becomes one bracha of the whole tzibur, the whole chabura. But the Rajba l'shitaso didn't go with that. The Rajba said that Shamei HaKoneh brachas l'chura should work. And he doesn't understand why in our previous sugya it said, Hasebo echad mevarech l'kulon. He didn't understand that. He didn't understand why that's so. So if that's so, the Rajba over here says he didn't have to say Amen. How would the Rav Soloveitchik possibly read the Yerushalmi? He would read the Yerushalmi saying, you have to say Amen. Can you say Amen? You can't, because the Beis HaBliya is not Panui. And if you can't, so then he can't be motzi you. That's another way of reading the Gemara. Now you have to look up, I didn't have the Ritva with me, but you have to look up in the Ritva. Here, the Ritva is a raya against Rav Soloveitchik as well, because the Ritva learns like the Rajba also. So we have no Rishon that says that the reason why one can't be motzi somebody else is because you have to say Amen. The Ritva also says black on white that you should have been able to say Shamei HaKoneh, but we're afraid he's going to say Amen. Turn to the next page, Gedal. You see it on the top. Gabriel, you see it on the top. That he says we're afraid you're going to do Shamei HaKoneh, that you're going to say Amen. But the Ritva says that in such a case, not going to work. So we were mesupik whether the Ritva on the previous Sugya Membez Amen Aleph said like Rav Soloveitchik. Now we have no safek. Now we see that the Ritva is a totally different approach. Vameivin Yavin, we already explained to Yerushalmi differently according to the Ritva. The other Yerushalmi, that there's another way of explaining Hasebo Echad Mevarech L'kulon, that we already explained yesterday. Now, if we pull out a Ra'ah, does anybody have a Ra'ah? Yeah, you guys have it. In this edition, I just bought the Masad Rav Kook edition, thank you. If we take a look at the Ra'ah, Rav Moshe Nechemya Reichman claimed that the Ra'ah said like Rav Soloveitchik. So let's take a look at the Ra'ah, see if Rav Moshe Nechemya Reichman is right. This is a testing point, because over here again, there are some Rishonim that bring up that really we should be able to say Shamei HaKoneh. Rav Moshe Nechemya Reichman claimed that the Ra'ah holds that Shamei HaKoneh is not shayach by bracha. So we found that the Ritva is not that way. The Rajba is beautiful. So Lishitaso, he asked, why is it that we don't say Shamei HaKoneh? And he left off with a kasha. So let's take a look if the Ra'ah says anything. about our sugya. Why is it? That you don't say Echam Mivarech the Kulam. So the Re'ah Dibra Maskul Shalu as Ben Zoma says, Amar Lehem Ho Vein Beis Habli Apanu. In the standard edition, it's page Nuntes. Hapir Shanachal Bezeh She'ein Roy Lishtos Kulan B'Shah Shemivarech Zeh. V'Kivan She'ein Roy Ruguin Lishtos Ein Roy Lepater Ba'osa Bracha. U'Lefichach Tikru She'ekol Echam Mivarech La'atzmo. Mamish Mesameach, Ramesh and Nechemi Reichman, I think was Mechavin Lamita Shel Teira. And that is, that he didn't say Rav Soloveitchik's pshat works in the Ritva, he said it works in the Ra'ah. What is the Ra'ah's reason of Ein Beis Habli Aponui? So what does he say? That you're not ready, if you're, it's the middle of the meal, right? So Eitan's doing Gramin, right? And he might see me at the same time before he starts the gramin, he makes a bari priyagofen in the middle of the meal. Now I'm eating my schnitzel. So then in such a case, what? I'm not ready. So a whole bein bosapli aponu just means that everybody's in a different spot in their meal. Oh, why didn't the Ra'ah say the Ritva's explanation? That the problem that to say over here about the amen. That you were concerned that the fellow is not going to be able to swallow and say amen at the same time, and he doesn't talk about shomea kona. The Ra'ah didn't bring up shomea kona like everybody else. Why? Because the Ra'ah holds that shomea kona doesn't work. So it works out beautifully that Rav Moshe Nechemia pointed out that dafka. The Ra'ah works with Rav Soloveitchik's head, but we didn't look up that Ra'ah. Because all the other Rishonim on this Sugya happened to say that Shomei Kona does work. And the one Rishon that didn't mention what about Shomei Kona is the Ra'ah. Why? Because Rav Moshe Nechemia had Chesh, I don't know if he Chesh this house, I have to tell him this. So I was critical of him that he didn't mention the Rajba. That he just wrote down Rav Soloveitchik Shir didn't mention the Rishonim that asked the question. On the footnote, he just said that he thought that the Ra'ah, earlier on, look up that Ra'ah, and we never spelled out that Ra'ah at all, that the Ra'ah, Hayu Yoshmin, so there, the Ra'ah said that he claimed that he saw that Rav Soloveitchik had said. So if that's so, it works out beautifully that where all the other Rishonim say Shomei Koni is Shayach by Brachos, the Ra'ah did not say that. Okay, but don't worry about my cheshbon in the Rishonim. If you listen over, you'll be able to follow this. The most important thing that I want to point out from the sugya is that according to all the Rishonim we saw that go with the Yerushalmi, say that the Yerushalmi is assuming that Shomei Kona would work. But we're just afraid that if he's going to say Amen, he might choke. But not the way Rav Soloveitchik would be mad at the Yerushalmi, and that is that you have to say Amen. That both the Rajba and Ritva didn't say. So I point out it's a Rajba l'shitasa that you do say Shomea Kona. It's a Rajba, Rosh, and Ritva. All say it that way. The Ra'ah did not say that. And that it happens to be that Rav Moshe Nechemia had Siyata Dishmaya. I think that he didn't mention this other Ra'ah. That where most Rishonim say out Shomea Kona, the Ra'ah does not say it out, which will work beautifully. The Rav Soloveitchik claimed, he claimed it's a Davar Pashut. Most Rishonim are against him. That he claimed as a Davar Pashut, there's no such thing as Shomei Kona Bebrachos. Most Rishonim do say Shomei Kona Bebrachos. But we needed to explain, then why don't you have Shomei Kona Bayayim? So, the Rajba didn't know the answer. The Ritva gave his answer. Rav Soloveitchik gave his answer. Rav Soloveitchik's answer doesn't work according to Rav Rishonim, but it will work according to the Ra'ah. And if it transforms the way we say brachos, so the way we daven Shmon Esrei, it's well worth it. Yes, Avram and then Amy.
Why was the Ra'ah?
Yeah, why didn't he give us? That's Nachon. You're right. I'm offering, Avram is fleshing out, I'm offering another chat of Hol Vein Beis Habli Aponim, which I think could fit into Yushalmi. Vameviyah will be the Yushalmi Lishitasa. And that is that the reason why Ein Beis Habli Aponim is you can't answer Amen all the time. And you need to answer Amen when it comes to Berachas HaNe'emim. That's how I think Rav Soloveitchik might have been Masbir as well. But our point is that none of the Rishonim are going with that approach. Now, fourth, all the Rishonim go in the opposite direction. They say that you would have had Shomei Akonim, but a technicality. Maybe you could read the Yerushalmi that way as well, and then according to the Rav Soloveitchik, his main right was from Yerushalmi, it'll be the Yerushalmi Lashita. This is classic. There are many, many Gedolei Torah that are not afraid at all to disagree, to present other approaches, even if it's mefurish, that the Rishonim would not. Right? The Rugged Shavar going all the time would disagree with Rishonim. You have to be able to know Shas, though, to be able to disagree with Rishonim. The Gro was asked, how can he disagree with Rishonim and it's Pesachim and Shulchan Aruch? The Gro all the time chooses sides. So the Gro said, Hafuch, I'm a fool to disagree with Rishonim, because the Pasuk says, Lo Saki Rupanim, that you're not allowed to favor somebody. If a tzaddik, a big tzaddik comes to you for a din Torah, Be'ez Hashem, hopefully one or two of you will be Dayanim one day. So if someone comes to you for a Shaila, so then in such a case, and one person's a tzaddik and the other is an average guy, so in such a case, you're not allowed to favor the tzaddik over the average guy. You can't favor one over the other. Lo Saki Rupanim. So the Gra said that if I would say, oh, I can't disagree with the Rambam because he's the Rambam, then I'd be over the Yisra of Lo Saki Rupanim. The Gra felt that he learned the sugya well enough to be able to choose. Now, of course, you and I are not in the Madrega. Maybe one day when you become Dayanim, then you'll be on the Madrega. But right now, you and I are not in the Dayanim, in the Madrega, to be able to choose. But the Gra felt that he was. So here, Soloveitchik has this beautiful mahalach. He has the right to give his own mahalach. Yes?
So Rashi reads that the Ein Lev HaMesugin El HaMevarech, that's for the purposes of Shomei HaKeonim, right? It's not to actually say Amen, it's for Shomei HaKeonim.
Correct.
Rashi is
no, not for Shomei. Right,
yeah, to be able to
listen, yes, correct.
Yes, okay, fine.
Go ahead.
So Rashi holds that there's Shomei HaKeonim by purpose.
You could learn that, or Rashi would say the Amen. There's no Raya.
Yeah, because I was discussing with Rabbi Yaakov that we had originally thought that the Rashi was talking about that he had a problem with Rashi saying, or actually saying Amen, but then we figured out with Rabbi Yaakov.
Rashi could cut in either direction. Okay, let's take a look. Let's continue on then in the Tosis. Tosis then says that Rabbeinu Elchanan disagrees for a different reason. There's a third approach about whether you could have in mind to be yotzei with someone's bracha in the middle of the Suda. So Gemara said no. We gave two different hasberim why no. And Rabbeinu Elchanan says it's a little plug. In Tosdi or Maskel Halal, seven lines in. Ve'ein yiru l'Rabbeinu Elchanan, dekimu she'tiknu chachamim, she'yivarech kolecha la'atzmo, eini yotzei klal b'berches chavero. It's a little plug in the chachamim. Really, in theory, it should work. However, the issue over here is that since in general it's going to be a problem, Chazal said never to do it. You're going to come to get confused, others are going to come confused, and therefore you shouldn't have one being motzi the other. But some say Hatov Amitiv doesn't fall into that rule. The Hatov Amitiv is different. Now, I am not going to discuss, we need to be masbir, why Hatov HaMeitiv would be different. Just because the bracha means that you're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hatov HaMeitiv, that you do good for me and you do good for others, but doesn't the other person have to have in mind? Right? So maybe, and here we have the problem, Ein Beis HaBli HaPanui. So I throw out the Lashon Ulai, I didn't think about it that much. I throw out the Lashon Ulai, that it could very well be that over here, we're going with Indas Rabbeinu Elchanan. That according to Rabbeinu Elchanan, who just got through saying that's a lo plug chachamim, so what happens when it comes to bracha of Borei Pri HaGafen? Lo plug chachamim, you can make your own bracha. But if I know, and even if I swear up and down, I'm paying attention. Lo plug chachamim. What happens if I say up and down, I'm paying attention to Hatov HaMeitiv? There you can't say that there's a lo plut chacham, because the whole bracha is by definition la'acherim as well. When it comes to bari pri hagafen, and the nature of the bracha is a personal bracha. So then in such a case I could say lo plut chacham because there are times that people are not concentrating. But when it comes to hatov ha'meitiv is different. I think it's a gishmak of pshat, but I say b'losh and ulai because I didn't think about this enough. But you let me know if you think that this pshat is correct. And Rabbeinu Yechiel says, but I'm still afraid, even though you're right in terms of the construct of the bracha, it's lo ulacherim, at the end of the day, we're afraid of the lo pluk for the other reason. And that is that at the end of the day, there's some people who are not going to concentrate. So since there are some people who are not going to concentrate, then we could still make a low plug. The low public bay that told me to be me to say I'm the me to show my time all the day who made the lachrin in a pot out there to make the shy if I feel she love if name it even though and this that you argue that the lashon of amitiv is always including those who are surrounding you. No, it's not that the people are sitting you with you, it's anybody. Can I really come up a paragraph amru lo yod ish the chazachar amr baruch atov amitiv. If a person finds out that his wife gave birth, even if his wife is not with him, he says, Hatov ha-meitiv, Hatov l'didei va-meitiv l'ishto, avagad ein-ishto etzlo. So we see that the bracha, the tzuratz ha-bracha of ha-meitiv is not only for those who are surrounding him. And since it's not included to those who are simply surrounding him, so then you don't have to say that the lo pluk is going against the tzuratz ha-bracha as Rabbeinu Yechiel had suggested. Rabbeinu Yechiel will say back, but the moment you say that it says Hameitiv, then it automatically includes others, then the Chachamim cannot turn it into only a personal bracha. While the other Bali Tosfos will say back to him, once it's no longer the people that are around you, so then we can say Lo Plug in regards to the people that are around you. We're afraid there's going to be a kilkul that will come out that people won't have in mind. Period. Now we get to topic. We're going to be Zohar, Rezer Hashem, to do four topics in Brachos. So we did topic number one. We were Masbir Shomei Echamel L'Shitaso. Topic number two, we spent a little bit less time, but we were Masbir, the Machlokas, of whether Atov HaMeitiv, we would say you also can't be Motzi. Topic number three that Tosfos brings up is in regards to Havdalah. Says Tosfos, Havol Sarachim Tzas Me Havdalah, Shonim Havdilim Va'omdim. So here's a Raya that the Tosfos were Chassidim. Because us Hasidim, we make Havdalah standing, at least in the tradition in Gur that goes back generations and generations. We also have a tradition of all the children. In fact, Rabbi Baruch Simon told me he found an announcement from the Ger Rebbe at the beginning of the 20th century that the children should also make Kiddush, and that's exactly how it is in our family, that all the children as well are invited. Rav Nevinzal is not so into that, because there, Rav Shlomo Zalman was into it. He always held that Perobam Hadras Melech comes first. But it's an old tradition of Chinuch. Now, the other tradition that we have is we make, in my family, we do Kiddush and Havdalah all standing. Everything. Mishnah Berurah, of course, has the famous Pshara to stand for Vayechulu and to sit. But in our and it goes back generations that we stand both sides of my... That's not true. But in my father's side, the tradition is to stand. So this is what the tradition of the Bali Tosis as well, that they would stand. Sha'anum avdilim v'omdum. But what's the problem with that? Heichanu potrin zeh zeh mi'ayinu me'avdallah. Acharei she'ein anu lo yoshvin v'lo mesubin. It's a gewaldig problem. In order to be motzi samo v'borei pri agafen, what did we learn? Haseibo. Echam v'varach l'kula. You need to do haseibo. So l'chol ha'pachas to sit. B'shema yeishlom remitoh shekov in atzman kidei lotzis yidei havdalah. Kavoyi nami akula milsa. Ba'mei v'nyom, and this takes us back to Reb Chaim Kanievsky's study, he agreed that there's kviyus b'yayin simply by making kiddush. He agreed with the Rajba that we pointed out. Ba'mei v'nyom. Either way, back into the Tosfos, what we see is that Tosfos is saying that it could very well be the kviyus for Havdalah is enough to create Hasebo Echam Avar Chukun, give Hananiah tap. So he says, Shehare Enu Lo Yosh Vilo Masimin. Veshema Yeshua Matosha Kovan Atzman Kidei Lotzis Avdala, Kaboi Nami Akula Mil. So Kach No Vetov. But Tosis' conclusion is not to be a Chassid. What tells us his conclusion? You see, my tradition, my family goes back to the time of the Bali Tosis, because it says the Bali Tosis did stand, but some of the Bali Tosis say maybe it's a mistake. So there were Bali Tosis that stood. Tells us the conclusion is the Litvish approach to sit, but when there is an old tradition to stand. Now, Rabosai, why are you making problems for the Hasidim? Who understands this Tosis? Why are you making problems? Why should you have to sit? Can anybody tell me why you have to sit? I'm asking really fundamentally to repeat what Tosis is saying, and then I'm going to go on attack. You ready, Eitan? Putting it down. On me. Too late. Go ahead. Oh, if you're being motzi somebody, you got to be sitting, you got to be koveya, right? Oh! So now, from the chura again, okay, like we, oh, it's about to repeat again, the point that we see again, that Kiddush and Avdolah is a koveya by itself, a raya to the Mishnah Berurah, and that was Rav Chaim Kanievsky, because Mamish said it out, we spoke to him. Okay, that's the logic, you're right. Adkan, Rav Chaim Kanievsky would be very happy with you. But I want a taina that even though you're working very well in the halachos of Birchas Hayayin, I have a kasha. Did anybody ask a basic question you could ask on the sugya? Here's the difference between the way Rav Soloveitchik read the Tosas and the way you and I read the Tosas. Chura, there's a basic question you could ask over here. Yes, Josh K.
Can we say this is a mitzvah? It's not a Birchas Hanah. It's we're doing a mitzvah.
Beautiful. Rav asked a basic kasha, and that is, at the end of the day, who says you need hasebo echam nevarach l'kulan to be koveya? When we're talking in Rav Chaim Kanievsky, by Rav Chaim Kanievsky, if we potter other things, we're talking about birchas hanenim, that makes sense. But over here, what are we talking about? We're talking about mitzvahs havdalah. Mitzvahs havdalah. Do you drink from the Avdolah every single time? Is this a Birchas Hanenin? You're having in mind the Borei Pri Hagafen? In fact, Lanius Daiti, in most cases, someone passed around last time I was here, it was Gevaldik, Mishenich Nazadar, Marv Mizimcha, we made Avdolah, Matzai, Rosh Chodesh, we had a Gevaldik, a Rikud, and so on. And then I saw some of the Talmidim were getting more Hasidish than just me standing. They started passing around the Avdolah as a Koshel Bracha. Ador, v'chule, v'chule, yayin, etc., etc. Already starting early. Already not listening to Rabbeinu the first second right on Rosh Chodesh Ador. Okay. So guys, pass around Koshel Bracha. Do you have to make a new bracha in such a case? What would you say? I think yes. In most instances, when the guys are listening to Avdolah, they're not having a mind. Now, if he has a mind, for sure. I had a mind to be Yotzi also Birchas Hanenin. But Stab, a regular guy listening to Avdolah, he doesn't have a mind. Kiddush, maybe. But ask Josh the way Rav Soloveitchik asked on the Tosas. At the end of the day, when do you need a Sebo, Kvius? That's when it's a Birchas Hanenin. Now we're talking about being Yotzei Kiddush. So Rabbo said, what do we do when you have such a strong question? You turn the question into an answer. What's the answer? The answer is no. Kiddush is not only a Birchas HaMitzvah. He's making a regular Borei Pri Hagafen. And what's happening? Here's the Chakira. Why are you writing this all down? That is, here's the Chakira. What's pshat when it comes to the Bracha Borei Pri Hagafen by Kiddush and Avdolah? Is the Bracha Borei Pri Hagafen a separate halacha that you need to have as a kiyum of Kiddush HaLakos? And in order for there to be Kiddush HaLakos, the Mevarech has to be Toei. But Kiddush and Avdolah is Mikadesh HaShabbos and Amavdu Mekadesh L'chol. And the Bracha Borei Pri Hagafen is just a way in which you're going to have Kiddush HaLakos, Avdolah HaLakos. Or do you say that the Borei Pri Hagafen is a Chelek in the Mitzvahs Kiddush, in the Mitzvahs Avdolah? Tesis is assuming that when you're having a mind to be Yotzei Kiddush, you're having a mind also to be Yotzei with the Birchas Hanenin. And it's a Chelek in the Kiddush itself. And if you have Havdalah without a Borei Priyakof and Lu Yitzuyer, then there will be a Chisaron in the Bracha of Amadu Ben Kodesh Lechol. So again, the first way of understanding it is that there's a requirement Midrabon and Havdalah Alakos, so therefore the Mavarech needs to make a Borei Priyakof. But it has nothing to do with the actual Havdalah itself. The second way of understanding it is to say that the Borei Priyakofen is a chelek in the mitzvah of Havdalah Midrabbanan. If that's so, then you've got to be included. What do we see from our Tosis? We got to turn Josh's question into an answer. And that is to say, that no, this is not just simply a Birchas HaMitzvah. Part of the mitzvah of Kiddush is to have the Birchas HaNen in the Borei Priyakofen. It's a big Kiddush. But that's what emerges from Tosis. Maybe then, still we can defend my custom that goes back to some of the Bali Tosis. That's enough. If you're Komeya, so we're making Abdullah now. We sing Amandil, etc., etc. So that's enough for us to be Komeya ourselves together. Or maybe you have to sit. But the Bracha of Borei Priyagofen is a chelek of the Maisa Kiddush. It happens to be that Reb Chaim said that that is the halacha. And it's a nafgamina. This happens every once in a while. Every once in a while in Hask, I used to get this shayla, that someone came in middle of Kiddush or Havdalah. They did not hear the Borei Priyagofen, but they heard the Hamavdil or the Mikadesh HaShabbos. The whole bracha from the beginning to end. Were you Yotze Kiddush and Havdalah or not? So Reb Chaim said you're not. This Rav Soloveitchik quotes on Daf Mem Amud Beis, says you're not. Why are you not? Because the bracha Borei Priyagofen is a chelek. And our Tosas, whether you stand or you don't, it's mefurish that it's the Borei Priyagofen is a chelek. You see, according to both customs within the Bali Tosas, that Borei Priyagofen is a chelek to the Kiddush. Rav Moshe Nechemi Reichman adds that those are two deos in the Sefer Apartes. Sefer Apartes Mamish discusses what happens if someone missed, who didn't have in mind to be Yotzei with the Borei Priyagofen. So the Sefer HaParadis says, and Rashi says, you're fine. All you need is the Bracha Amatul Ben Kodesh Lechol. And then he quotes Machlokes between Rashi and others, what happens if you're in the middle of the meal and you already have, you already drank wine? Do you need to make a new Bracha Borei Priyagofen with the Havdalah? So Rashi said you didn't. And other Rishonim said that you did. What's the pshat? Rashi's Lushitaso, who holds, not like the Bali Tosas, holds Borei Priyagofen, is not a chelek in the Maisa of Kiddush. However, those Rishonim that say that you need to make a separate Borei Priyagofen, even if you're not interested in drinking more wine, they hold that Havdalah, the Bracha Borei Priyagofen, is a chelek of the Havdalah itself. So that's mamish what will emerge when you ask the pshat question in this Tosas. You should know finally that there's another machlokus between, okay, atkan what we said in Tosas. I just want to show you one other issue. There's a machlokus between Rambam and Raifid in Perich of Tes Halach LeYud, whether there's an inyan to make Kiddush as a mitzvah, Kiddusha Rabbah, during the second meal, during lunchtime. Do you have to make a second Kiddush? The Raivit says, no. The Raivit says it was a way of being mechabe the Suuda to simply have a Borei Priyagofen. And the Rambam holds that no, there's a separate mitzvah of Kiddush on the second day as well. Of course, we follow the Rambam. The Raivit says that you could just as well start with the Hamotzi. Perich of Tes, Halach Yud Aleph, in Hilchos Shabbos. Ram says there's a mitzvah to make Kiddush. And he says, just like on Friday night. Says the Rabbi, I don't understand. There's only mitzvah of Kiddush on Friday night. There's not mitzvah of Kiddush during Shabbos day. And then he says, Ve'eino klum. The kiddush of day is nothing. Shekvar niskade shayom beknisas v'alayayin kodim shiitam. So some say that according to the Ravid, the understanding of making kiddush during Shabbos day is just purely a birchas hananin. It's an inyan to drink wine for the second meal, but no inyan to be mekadesh. So here, what we have is three shitas. We have the shita of Rashi that says, at least when it comes to Abdullah, possibly by kiddush as well, that when it comes to Bari Pri Agafen, the Bari Pri Agafen is not chelik of the mitzvah's kiddush. We have the Rambam and the Bali Tosvos that seem to say that the Bari Pri Agafen is a mitzvah. All right, you have, according to Rambam, a mitzvah of kiddush or just Bari Pri Agafen during the day. Shabbos daytime, you only make a Bari Pri Agafen. You don't make any other bracha of Mekadesh or Shabbos. And that's what the Bali Tosvos said as well. But the Bali Tosvos said that we need to worry about kfiyas on the Birchas Hananin. And then the Ravid, who says that when it comes to Shabbos day, it's only a Birchas Hananin. It's some inyan to be have Hanah from Yayin for Kiddush. Which is another nafkah meaning. You should know that in Bris, they're very makbid that at least Kiddush during the day to taste from the wine. Because the whole mitzvah is only the drinking. There's no mitzvah of the bracha. And I leave open the following question according to the Bali Tosfos. And that is, according to Bali Tosfos that say that Bori Pri Agafen is a chelik of the mitzvah of Kiddush, does that mean, according to Bali Tosfos, even on Friday night, the Birchas Hanen is a chelik and every single person is supposed to taste from the Kiddush? In other words, the Brisker Chumrah, according to the Ravid, that everybody needs to taste. Do the Bali Tosfos, who say that Birchas Bori Pri Agafen is a chelik in the Kiddush, and therefore you need to be Bechlal, the Birchas Hananin, does that mean also therefore you have to taste? Okay, that's an open suffix. But clearly, as Rav Soloveitchik learned, based on Josh's Diuk, the halacha is that the Bari Pri Agafen is a chelik in the mitzvah's Kiddush. That is part number 3 of today's shiur. We're moving a little bit faster because it's the last shiur of this man in Maseches Brachos. So let's continue on and pick up with something else very, very beautiful. Let's continue on the Gemara. Who Omer al Mugmar? The Mishnah said that the person who makes the bracha of Birchas Hamazon, who leads the Zimun, he also does the Mugmar. Just I want to make one point in pshat in the Hemshech of the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Midiktani hu omar al mugmar mechal diika adif minei." When we say "vuhu," this one, we would have thought that another fellow, should make it. Vamai hol vuhu not the other tefillah b'achrona. And why, at the end of the day, wasn't he the first one to wash his hands? What's the problem with having him? So Gemara answers or explains, Misayele Rab, Damram Kiyab Hashem Rab, Hanotel Yodav Chilu Bachrona, Hu Mizuman Levracha. The one who washes his hands first, he's the one who's supposed to be Mizamin. So let's go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Kol Am Yayim Sel Chamazin, Kol Echad Vechon Levarech La'atzmo, Achar Amazin Echam Mevarech Kulam, Vehu Omer Al Hamugmar. So he is Mezuman LeBracha. Now the truth is, the Gemara is Kasha, Va'amai, Holu Nato Yadot Kila Bachron is hard to understand. Because the Gemara is saying, Vehu Omer Al Hamugmar, Mechlau Deika Adif Minei. The one who benched, really, he's the one who should make the mukmar. But we would have thought somebody else. Why would we think someone else? So, according to Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, we have an answer to that question. And that is because Hanotel Yad of Tchila Bachrona, who Mezuman Love Racha. So, we would have thought that maybe it's whoever is Notel Yad of Tchila. the chiddush over here is that whoever is mevarech, he should be the one who would be gomer. Ma'amevin Yavin points out both the Gra and the Bach that the girsa of Vamai should be taken out, because that the flow will not work. Let's continue on. Rav Reb Chiyav Yosef Kamei du Rebbe Besudasa Amalei Rebbe the Rav Kam Moshiyotche Chazed Davi Mirtas. He saw he was afraid. Amalei Rebbe Chiyav Bar Pachti. He thought that he was afraid he was giving him Musar, that he was eating for too long. No, he meant to be Mechabin him. Amalei Rebbe Chiyav Bar Pachti. Ayan Bibirchas Mazona Kamelacha. When I told you to wash first, that means that I was being Mechabin you for Birchas HaMazon. Let's continue on with the next Gemara. This is what I want to say a little bit more sheer on. Gemara continues. Amar Rabbi Zera, Amar Rabba Bar Yirmi. Me'emasai mevarchin al hareach. When does a person make a bracha on the reach? Mishitalot maraso. When the smoke begins to go up. Amar le Rabbi Zera le Rabba Bar Yirmi. Rabbi Zera said to Rabba Bar Yirmi, V'halo karach. But he didn't smell it yet. Rashi explains what's the kasha. Lower riach bo adayin v'lo nene. He wasn't nene yet. Amalei. Gelu tamech hamotzeach min aretz v'varech hu v'lo achel. El adayit v'lo mechel. Just like gavs hamotzeach min aretz, you make the bracha beforehand. And then you eat. Hachanami dayit v'la ruchay. Since he intends to smell it, it's going to be enough. Now Rabosai, when Rav Twersky was here, he said in one of the few parts that he discussed in the shir, he said an amazing shtickel Torah on the shakla v'tari of this Gemara, and I'm just going to simply say over his shtickel Torah, and then just point out how Rashi is going to learn in the Gemara. I think this is a very, very important chazara on many, many things that we've done this man. I'll present this slightly differently than the way our great Rebbe did, and I'll do it the way we often read the Gemara together. The Gemara over here has a havamina. When it comes to Mulgamar, there the Gemara asks, maybe you should make the bracha afterwards. To which the Gemara says, no, before you eat, you make the bracha before, and so too over here. When you read such a Gemara, you need to be Masbir. What was the Havamina, and what was the Maskana? Who can tell me why did the Gemara think that you should make the bracha afterwards? And what's the Gemara's response? That's going to be the crux of the way we're going to build the nuances that we're going to say over here. Yes, A.B.?
Well, the reason it says until the smoke comes up, I would say...
Because not until the smoke comes up.
I'm after the smoke comes up.
No, not after the smoke comes up. After he smells.
The suggestion of why...
The Gemara asks, I said that Rabbi Zera asked to Rava, but he didn't smell it. What's the suggestion then? That the bracha should be... after he smells it. That's the halim. That's why I'm trying to be masbir. Not to be masbir the previous halim. Yes, Eitan?
Maybe
the
kasha is that when is your bracha after you get
the halim? The halim was that when it comes to birchas hareach, you should make the bracha afterwards. And then the Gemara says, no, it's like achila where you make the bracha before. What was the halim? And what was the maskana? What was the Havamina? What was the Maskana over here? The Havamina thinks it should be after, Kamashimon before. So Rav Twersky explained beautifully, but now we're going to develop the nuances. First, let's start the broader structure, and then be medayik more and more in the nuances. Rav Twersky was masbir that the Havamina was a Birchas Hareach is a Birchas Hashevach. Now, when it comes to when a person praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu for something, first, he sees it, and then he praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Even, let's say, Kiddush Levana. First, you look up to Levana, and that's supposed to chasuk a little daven towards Levana, but you look up to Levana, and then you praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After they count, of course, that if it's a cloudy day, you don't see Levana, you don't do it. We're not makbid to say, oh, do it over Lasiyasan, like Birchas HaMitzvah. Because it's not like Birchas HaMitzvah where you make the bracha before you do it. When it comes to mitzvahs, you're supposed to make one of the mitzvahs. Birchas HaShevach is the exact opposite. You experience it, and then you make the bracha. The Havamina is a gorgeous Havamina. In fact, Ad Kedei Kata, we need to explain the Maskana Sagamar. The Havamina is that it's a Birchas HaReach, which is a birchas hashevach, b'chura, and therefore you should make the bracha beforehand. Answers the Gemara. Gemara's answer is no. Gemara's answer is it's like achila. But we know, achila, you make the bracha beforehand. So what's the pshat? What's the teretz of the Gemara? So Rabosai, everybody who has a Rambam, I want to show you this awesome set of diyukim that Rav Twersky made. Mamish awesome. In Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, he made a bunch of amazing diyukim in the Rambam. So it turns out now we're chazering part of that fantastic shir, as well as also applying it a little bit more into the Minei Ubei in the Gemara, as well as using it as an opportunity to do chazara on another sugya that we had now that we have our last shir for this man in Ketz Mavarchin. Two more shir in Bli Nether in Ketz Mavarchin after Pesach. Let's take a look at the Rambam that he was Medayik. You want to read that Rambam again? Did he call you on that Rambam?
He called
an Arya. Go ahead, so Arya, read it again. Do you remember how he pronounced that word so slowly and precisely? Yeah, good, okay. So, the Minat Torah, you're supposed to make a bracha, and then afterwards have hanah from it. Go ahead. Whoa, you're going so fast. He has different girsa? Oh, I'm sorry. I have another line. V'afilu niskavin lecho lishtos kol shehu. Mivarech v'achakach yad.
Mine's there, but it comes afterwards.
V'chein im areyach. Rabosai, this is a striking Rambam on a lot of different levels. Number one, the Rambam, when he discusses the bracha, when he introduces Birchas Hanenin, he immediately tells us, first make the bracha and then have anah. If you compare to the Rambam of Birchas HaMitzvahs, in general, it's striking. You wouldn't have expected that the first thing that the Rambam say is, make it first and then have hanah. Right off the bat. He says, v'acha kach yenem imen. That's diuk number one. Diuk number two is the Rambam brings in birchas hareach. He doesn't talk about kiddush levana. He talks about dafka birchas hareach. Why did the Rambam bring in dafka birchas hareach over here? This is his introduction to Birchas Hanenin, Birchas Achila. And then he says, and the same halacha applies to Birchas Hareach. That's diuk number two. Then he says, V'chol Hanenin b'lo bracha mo'al. That we all know. We said, had many shurim on this. That if you have hanah, then you're over mi'ilah. V'chei b'divrei sofrim, l'varech acha kol mashi ocha l'chol mashi yishta. And also, he says, there's the din of bracha achrona, to make a bracha achrona, ala michya, and possibly a bar nefashos, after you eat a drink. Diuk number three, Rav Twersky made amazing diuk. What did he say is the requirement for birchas hanenin, bracha before, the bracha lefanel? What's the mechayev?
Hanah.
What's the mechayev for bracha achrona? Achila. Amazing diuk. So Rav Twersky suggested like this. The Rambam is telling us that the Mechayev for Bracha Rishona and Bracha Achrona are two different things. Mechayev for Bracha Rishona by Achila is not the Achila, it's the Hanah. What happens if a person didn't do something that would be considered a Maisa Achila? But some reason his body gets hanah. What's an example of that? The Gemara, according to Rashi, on the Aflamid Heyamidays, says Shemin Azuki Maskal. Where was it? What's that? Bottom of Lamed Hei Amud Beis says Shemen Azuke Maskile, and therefore Rashi says there's no Achila and there's no Bracha. The Rambam says you do make a Bracha, you make a Shahakol. This is a review. Rambam says you do a Bracha. What's the Pshat? It's not a Maisa Achila, it's Azuke Maskile. The answer of Tversky said is because at the end of the day, he does get Hanos Me'ayim. He gets Hana'a from his, he has to eat, he no longer needs to eat as much, he's sustained. For Rashi, once it's a Maisa Achila that's Mazik, then you don't make a Bracha Rishona. According to Rambam, as long as you get Hana'a L'shitaso, look up that Rambam, right? He remembers where that Rambam is. Once you get Hana'a, in such a case, that's enough to be Mechayev Bracha. It's Hana'as Me'ayim. And even though there was no Hana'as Achila, there was Hana'a, that's enough to be Mechayev according to Rambam for Bracha. Rashi holds the Mechayev for Bracha is you need an Achila, which is a Derech Achila, not Achila, it's a Zuke Masket. The Rambam, Avin Yamin, learns Azuke Maskile differently. And the Rambam says that you're not using the Shemen in its ideal form, and that's why you don't get a Barit Priya Eitz. But a Shahakol you do get. So Rav Tversky was Masvir, oh, Kaftar Beferach. The Mechayiv for Bracha, according to the Rambam, is a person getting Hanoah. In Kainim Advarim. Now we answer another question. And that is why the Rambam brought in Reyach. The Rambam was talking about Birches Hananin of Achila. Why did the Rambam bring in Reyach? Because the Rambam is buttressing his precise language. When he says that the Mechayev of Bracha is Hanah, he says there's no difference between making a Bracha on water and making a Bracha on Sanin, on Mugmar. At the end of the day, the Mechayim is the same thing. Kol HaNemeh, not Kol HaEichel, Kol HaNemeh. Bracha Achreina is a function of Eichel. A Bracha Rishayna is a function of Ano. And hence, V'cheinim HaReach Reach Toiv. Really, you should have thought that Besamim was different. You're right. The Rambam wants to tell us Besamim is not different because the Mechayim of Bracha Rishon is not the Achila. In Kainim Advarim, Rav Tversky was Masbe, that's the Shakal of Atariya of the Gemara. In the Hava Amina of the Gemara thought like you and I would have thought that Berchas Besamim is Berchas Amugmer, it's a totally different halacha. And for that reason, then the Gemara says, for it's a Shevach, and you should make the Bracha afterwards. Says the Bracha, it's no, says the Gemara, it's no different than Berchas Hamotzi. Berchas Hamotzi, you make the Bracha beforehand because the Bracha is a Berchas Hananin. It's a matir, or even a shevach, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you also have the halacha of kol hanene me'olam hazeh below bracha kilu mo'al. And therefore we change the halacha and say that you have to make a bracha before the hana. Because in order to be matir the hana, you need to make the bracha before. And Amev and Yavin, we pointed out that according to many, the bracha of of Birchas Hananin is not simply a matir, that's how we pass in la halacha. So one way of saying is that we're just arguing with this la halacha, or you could say that even if it's a shevach, but it has to be done as a shevach before, because it's also a matir, it's both, and you need to do both. So we now come first circle, and we've come back to our first shiurim, and now, but we missed all of Rav Tversky's diukim. We didn't say any of these diukim, and these diukim fit in beautifully. Just want to point out, coming back to our daf, according to Rashi, none of this is going to work. Rashi learned, not like the Rambam. Rashi says that when it comes to Birchas Achila, it's a bracha on the Maisa Achila. So what's the Hava Mina of the Gemara? What is the Teretz of the Gemara, according to Rashi? According to Rashi, the Hava Mina now is beautiful, where Masbir the Hava Mina. What's the Hava Mina? The Gemara says, you didn't smell it yet. It's a Birchas HaShevach. And the Gemara answers from Hamotzi. But Amotzi is a Berchas Achila. It has nothing to do with the Berchas HaReach. According to Rambam, it's a function of Berchas HaReach. But and Berchas Achila, they're the same thing. It's called Berchas Hanah. But according to Rashi, how's it going to work? So I just want to conclude pointing out the Pnei Yoshua. That the Pnei Yoshua on our Gemara is Mazbir the Shakla Vataria differently. The Pnei Yoshua says, by us, on our Daf, on Mem Gimel, Amud Aleph, that the Havamina is like this. Where is it? Yeah. He says very, very simply, I can't find it now in this edition, the second. I'll say it outside. Pnei Yeshua says like this. Pnei Yeshua says that I would have had a Hava Mina that when it comes to Achila, so what's the Halacha? The Halacha is you're holding the Ochel in your hand. Right? You're supposed to hold, it's in Shulchan Aruch, you're supposed to hold it in your right hand. There's one exception where you don't take it right away and put it into your mouth. What's the one exception? Hamotzi. What do you have to do after Hamotzi? You need to be Botzeya. So he learns that the Havamina is, and this will work according to Rashi, Bahalo Ka'arach, there should be a hefsik between the two. A little bit of a chidush. But he's not smelling it yet. How does he know? Maybe the waft of the besamim is going to take 2 minutes to get to him. It'll be a hefsik. So the answer is that any time that your das is to have anah, and in the whole time, you're going to continue having anah, just like when it comes to Birchas HaMotzi, that you take time out between the Bracha of HaMotzi and being Botzeya. Same thing over here when it comes to Besamim. But according to Rashi, L'chura, you can't be Masber the Gemara in this beautiful Lamdusha way that you did in the Rambam. Because according to Rashi, the Gemara's Teretz doesn't make any sense. Birchas Achila is fundamentally different than Birchas Hareya. So maybe you have to learn something along the lines of the Pnei Yoshua's Pshat. But according to Rav Twersky's Hesber in the Rambam, as he himself said, we have a beautiful Hesber in the Shach Levitaria of the Gemara. Rabosai, I'd like to begin now our limud for Pesach. There is a very, very famous kasha that Minchas Chinuch asks in Mitzvah Chof Aleph, I'm not mistaken, the mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. God willing, in the next few days, I hope to do quite a bit of the Haggadah with you. Today, we will focus on an introduction to the Haggadah. This I say over every year. It's quite important for the Talmidim to know. It happens to be that today you need the Haggadah less. If you have a Rambam, open up a Rambam. The question of Minchas Chinuch asks the mitzvah Chof Aleph. This is actually, I find chills run down my spine when I think about this, is what I'm going to tell you now is what Reb Chaim used to say at his Seder, that Reb Chaim told, I don't think Reb Soloveitchik was ever by Reb Chaim's Seder, but Reb Soloveitchik knew that Reb Chaim, I don't know if he was ever at grandfather's Seder, maybe he was, but I'm sure, Reb Soloveitchik definitely heard it from his father, Reb Moshe Soloveitchik. Reb Soloveitchik told it to Reb Braunschweigel, and Reb Braunschweigel told it to me, and I'm telling it to you. Okay? I think I also heard this from Reb Schechter as well. But now you have. One day I'm not going to be around anymore. I hope it'll be in 80 years from now, but I won't be around anymore. And one day you're going to say it over your tummy, but all you need is one keli to break, and then it's all lost. There'll be other people who will pass it down. But I don't know if it's going to be you and I who are Zohar. You have a responsibility now, passing the ball to you. And you have to pass it down to the next generation. It's really no pun intended. Passover in terms of, it's a tremendous, what I mean is the following way. I'm not talking about the Pesach pun. What I'm talking about is mamish the feel of passing over the Masorah from one generation to the next. Wow. That's a good one. It's okay. Frag the Minchas Chinuch. Mitzvah Chof Aleph. That's the emes of Chiyuv. We're going to be masbir this in terms of Pesach, but that's the essence of what Pesach is all about. Frag the Minchas Chinuch. How could it be that the Chinuch counts mitzvah sipur yitzias mitzrayim as a separate mitzvah. L'chura, you have the mitzvah every single night and every single day. This morning, we were mekayim the mitzvah of zeicher yitzias mitzrayim in Kriya Shema, and tonight we're going to be mekayim Bezer Hashem the mitzvah of zeicher yitzias mitzrayim as well at night. So what exactly is the reason why we count it as a separate mitzvah? Okay, maybe there's a mitzvah to do extra zechiras yitzias mitzrayim. But that then is an extension of zeicher yitzias mitzrayim. Now, on the night of Pesach, you're supposed to do super zechiras yitzias mitzrayim. In fact, the Shagas Aryeh says that the mitzvah on the night of Pesach is to do a hiddur on zechiras yitzias mitzrayim. All it is a hiddur of zechiras yitzias mitzrayim. It's supposed to be marbe. But that marbe is not an independent mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu expanded the mitzvah of zechiras yitzias mitzrayim. So it's a basic question. How could you count zechiras yitzias mitzrayim as an independent mitzvah? So Reb Chaim used to start off his Seder this way. He used to start off his Seder with this question. And Reb Chaim pointed out that if you read the Rambam in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah, the Rambam is directly addressing this question. The Rambam writes in Halacha Aleph, Mitzvah Aseh Shel Teirah L'Saper B'Nisan U'Niflal Shenasa L'Vasem Mitzrayim B'Lel Chamisha Aser B'Nisan. It's a mitzvah to say over the Nisim and the Niflaos. And then the Rambam has a very interesting source for this. And then the Rambam emphasizes three differences between Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim and Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. Number one, the Rambam says that you need to do the Sipur in the following way. V'tzarech lahaskol bignus v'lusayim b'shevach. You need to start bignus, arami olidavi, and then you need to start with the praise. Now, of course, we know that in Kriya Shema we don't do that at all. In Kriya Shema we say one pasuk, Ani Hashem Elokechem Asher Hotzeisi Yeschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim. That's chiluk number one. Number two, the Rambam says you need to do shinuyim. In fact, actually, I went out of order. In Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says you need to make shinuyim in order that the children should ask. So, what's a simple way of understanding it? To make sure that the children don't fall asleep. Reb Chaim did not understand the Rambam that way. That the night of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim has to be done b'derech she'elo u'tshuva, in the process of question and answers. And the proof of that is that if he himself is alone, chas v'chalila, on the night of Pesach, so then in such a case he has to learn it up b'derech she'elo u'tshuva. He has to say manishtana. Hoye levado sholo la'atzma manishtana alay lazeh. By the way, this is going to be consistent what the Rambam will teach us when we start going through the Haggadah. The Rambam is going to tell us this by Manishtana as well. Who says Manishtana? So by us, we have an ancient tradition amongst the Hasidim, not like this diuk in the Rambam, that my father maybe, well, and this is how his father did it, would say in Yiddish after the children would say Manishtana, he would say, the answer is azoi, the answer is as follows, Avodim ayinu lefarad b'mitzrayim. But if you look in the Rambam, that Hasidic custom is not correct. And that is, the Rambam says, and the children ask questions, and the father says Manishtana. Why? Because the Manishtana is a chelek of the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's done b'derech she'ela u'tshuva. And that's why the Rambam says in this halacha, that if he's by himself, he also says the Manishtana. In contrast to Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim, it's not done with question and answer. Number three, the Rambam says that you also have to mention Pesach, Matzah, Umarar, and you need to have them in front of you. That Reb Chaim, the Ad Kan Divrei Moran HaGraz, that's all. And that is that Reb Chaim said there are three fundamental distinctions between Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim and Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's not like the Shagas Aryeh, who had said that it's Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim with a hiddur, that there's an extra part of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim on the night of Pesach. But they're qualitatively entirely different mitzvahs. They're fundamentally different types of mitzvahs. And the fundamental difference between them... Thank you, it's like a happy coming over here. Cover on top of the cover. The fundamental difference between the two is that they're qualitatively entirely different mitzvos, and for that reason, it needs to be done in an entirely different way. Rav Ron Spiegel told us that his master's thesis for the Bernard Revel Graduate School was on Jewish education, where he pointed out that this, the night of Pesach, is just for you. The night of Pesach is fundamentally different than Kriyishma. Kriyishma, is there a mitzvah to say it to anybody? No, it's to be mechazik yourself. But what's the essence of Passover? It's passing over to the next generation. V'higadeta levincha. And that becomes a model for all of Jewish education. And he pointed out that there are three things that are critical for your Hashem. You're going to be teaching your Talmidim. Who are your Talmidim going to be? For sure, your children, Bezer Hashem, as well as other people as well in Klal Yisrael. There are three things that are requisite which differentiate between Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and Zechu Yetzias Mitzrayim. The number one, you can't lecture. It has to be question and answer. It has to be a give and take between the Talmud and the Rebbe. You can't preach to the students. That's number one. Number two is that for younger children, you need props. You need matzah and marah. It's not just words. And number three, you need drama. You need to tell stories. And Rav Ron Spiegel developed that this model that the Rambam has is mamish, one of the three most critical factors in being an effective teacher. Stories, drama, props, and shelu tshuva. That there has to be a dialectic between the Talmud and the Rebbe. Maybe we could add, our Rebbe pointed out one more thing. We're running out of time going to Mincha. I really pointed out one thing, and that is, there's another component that Reb Chaim didn't say. And I leave that for you to look in the Rambam. And I'll get back to it in Yirtzeh Hashem next week. And with this, maybe we could also add to what Reb Ron Spiegel had said. What's the whole tafkid of Yetzias Mitzrayim? The whole tafkid of Yetzias Mitzrayim was not simply for us to be free. We start counting from Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim towards Kabbalah HaTorah. What's the definition of Kabbalah HaTorah? What is one of the most critical factors of Kabbalah HaTorah? That's when we become an Am. Avodim don't have a Yachas. By Kabbalah HaTorah we became an Am Yisrael. And of course Rashi, the famous Rashi says, Vayichan Shem Yisrael Kineged Ahar, Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad. The condition for Kabbalah HaTorah is creating an Am. When it comes to Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, so there, that's to be mechazik, our own emunah. If you look in the Baalei Machshava, they speak about Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Rabban in the end of Parshas Bo, is that it becomes one of the central themes of our emunah. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is not that. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is where we create Am Yisrael. B'mishpacha u'b'mishpacha. Meharav la'atalmidim. It's not simply for us ourselves. It's the way in which we create an Am through the traditions of Klal Yisrael. And that's why Zechira and Sipur are fundamentally different. Sipur is about passing over the Mesorah v'igadeta levincha. Levincha also is talmidim. V'shinatam levanachayu la'atalmidim. And that's a responsibility that every individual has to Klal Yisrael, because this is the birth of Torah. It's supposed to lead to the birth of Torah. Vayichan Sham Yisrael Keneged Ahar. In contrast to Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's the mitzvah of the Yachid. It's not the mitzvah of the Klal. Hence we see, as my Rebbe had pointed out, that Reb Chaim's Chilukim are not just Stam Chilukim at Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It gets to the essence of what we're supposed to create with Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that is to continue to be Mamshich, the Shalshelas HaMesorah of Am Yisrael. Be'ezer Hashem, we're going to pick up with some of these ideas tomorrow.